A Shreveport artist looks forward to trash pickup day. What's discarded curbside may be absorbed into Brian Carlisle's GadgetSponge.com.
I've always been a junker, kind of, so I had a source of materials immediately.
Carlisle retrofits found objects and turns them into birdhouses, bird feeders, and furniture.
Whether it's a ice bucket or a cracker tin or a kitchen retro canister, it always starts with some interesting body. And then I find out where the bird hole is going to go, the perch, that always starts things off, and then just go nuts after that and just let it talk its way through. You know, there's no plan.
It's more like happy accidents. Carlisle says his favorite find is an old Singer sewing machine with a cast iron base. He says five are in his garage, or the old Philco AM radio becomes a storage cubby with a bit of reconstruction.
Putting holes in the side, basically, and making compartments. One is with a compartment with a mailbox door, and on the other side it has sewing machine drawers built into it with a big glass red lantern on top. It serves no purpose, but I like it because it's cool to me. So it may sit here for 10 years, but I still like it, you know, and it's got to start there, I think.
Carlisle says he's made 80 birdhouses. On another bird-related note, the Red River National Wildlife Refuge in Bossier City will host a global birding campaign this weekend.